control the fever tick.
So your father was also kind of a cattle worker.
Yes, sir. He always had a few cattle.
Okay, and do you remember his education or your mother? Did they get any?
About the sixth grade, I believe I'm correct. They both went to about the sixth grade. I remember one instant that my father was riding the rain, riding Sabine River, and they had what they call a Blackland slough. Well, my father had had a...
Wait, what's a Blackland slough?
It's a stream that runs into the river.
Yeah.
Where the water streams in. They call it the Blackland slough because it's in a Blackland country. The soil is called Blackland.
Yeah.
Well, they called it the Blackland slough. Well, my father had been riding, and he sold this horse that he had been riding all these months. He got the chance to make a good profit off of the horse, so he sold it and then turned around and bought a cheap horse. And this one particular morning, while there was ice, it was wet, still raining and freezing, and he got to the Blackland slough. Well, it was deep where it run into the river. The river was backed up. He had his slicker on, and when the horse got to the Blackland slough, well, he just kept wading on out in the slough. And my father figured, well, he'll start swimming in a minute. But the horse never did swim. He walked across on the bottom with my father on it. And of course, when they come out on the other side, why, my father's clothes was all froze. Well, the only way he could warm up was he had some matches in the sweatband of his hat. So he built him a fire and had to dry his clothes, but they froze. He just stood his clothes up. It was such a temperature, but it, some of those times went along with them days.
Yeah, I tell you, that's interesting. That's quite a story.
Well, I figured you might want that pitched in a little.
Now, okay, your mother was always a housewife.
Right.
She
never public worked.
Okay. Okay. All right. Can you remember anything about your grandparents on your father's side? Where they came from?
As from West Virginia, as far as I can remember. My grandfather came from West Virginia and was a school teacher, as far as I could find out.
Did you ever know him?
I remember him. I barely remember him. In other words, he passed away probably about when I was 6 or 7 years old, about the time we moved to Sabine Pass.
Now, you say he was a school teacher?
Yes, he was a school teacher in West Virginia.
And when did he come out here? Was your father born in West Virginia? Or?
No, sir, he was born here.
Okay, that's what you told me that. When did your grandfather move here? Did he ever tell you?
No, sir, I can't remember.
Yeah.
My mother could probably tell us, but I can't remember when they moved.
So he had a good education, pretty good education.
He had a good education.
Yeah.
Well, back those days, well, a school teacher didn't have to have 4 or 6 years college. If they had a 9-month college education, well, they could teach school. They was kind of a school teacher.
Yeah.
In fact, they hadn't been too many years ago that we got teachers that's been teaching right here that didn't have a full college education.
Okay, now your grandmother, can you remember where she came from or on your grandfather's side? Did he teach school here?
No, sir. I don't believe he ever taught school here. If he did, I don't remember. I don't believe he did.
What did he do here, Mr.
Jet farm.
Okay.